Hello everyone and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodhi and I am your host, and I am recording from my laptop because everybody is sleeping and I don't want to wake anybody up, so I'm being very quiet. But this past Thursday, this past Wednesday, the 30th of January, I sat down with Jessica Kirsch and Nick Howard, and we just kind of chatted about 2020. We chatted about what we think is going to happen in 2021 as far as SpaceX and Tesla are concerned. And, let me tell you what, they were so kind. First of all, they were very kind with their time because I had in my head, 30 to 45 minutes and we would be off the call and maybe I'd get 30 minutes of usable material. There were some technical problems all on my side. They were patient. They were kind. They were generous. And I can't thank them enough for how nice they were and accommodating they were, because we were on this call for just about 2 hours, and it was like no big deal. They were just really nice about it. And for me, as I'm trying to work through these, interviews / panel type shows that I'm trying to do, I'm learning as I go. It's a new skill. It's certainly a new muscle to flex that I wasn't flexing in the last 4 years I've done this show. And Nick and Jessica were just as sweet as can be. And I owe them eternal gratitude for being so nice. I do have some really quick news before we get to the main part of the show. Tesla today released yesterday, they released their production and delivery numbers for Q4 2020 and then also 2020 as a whole. So I'm just going to go through these real quick. They produced 16,097 Model S and Model X's, and they delivered 18,920 in Q4 2020. So pretty good numbers on Model S and Model X's. On the Model 3 and Model Y numbers, they produced 163,660 vehicles, and they delivered 161,650 vehicles. So that's a grand total in Q4 2020 of 179,757 vehicles produced and 180,570 vehicles delivered. I think that is a pretty fantastic number for Tesla, and those numbers are only going to go up as Giga Berlin and Giga Texas come online. And then you also have Giga China with their Model Y lines that they're bringing up. So 2021 is going to be a really good year. In total for 2020, Model S and Model X production was 54,805, and Model S and Model X deliveries was 57,039. So pretty impressive there. And then you have the Model 3 and the Model Y production, which is 454,932, which is just amazing. And deliveries was 442,511. So really impressive numbers there. The production total for 2020 was 509,737. And unfortunately, Tesla fell a little short of their goal of 500,000 vehicles in 2020. They're at 499,550, which is just 450 vehicles short. So not too bad, to be honest with you. And I think Tesla, Elon, and the team should be very proud of themselves. Now, having gone through all of that, I hope you all have a wonderful week. And you had a really safe and happy new year. And let's get right to the main part of the show.
Okay, so we're live with Nick and Jessica Kirsch, K-I-R-S-H, who's the second time on the show. And we have a newcomer, Nick W. Howard, who I met through Twitter and is a super sweet guy.
Aww.
And has full self-driving. And Jessica's very sweet as well. I don't want to just leave anybody out. But yeah, we're going to have, we're not going to really talk about anything newsworthy so much as just kind of fun things looking back at the dumpster fire that was 2020. We have, my wife sent me, my wife thinks my humor is stupid. She thinks my oldest daughter, who has similar humor, she thinks her humor is stupid. She thinks what we watch is stupid. However, she was like, hey, did you see this Netflix show? What was it called? Hold on. It's something like 2020.
I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like, it's a Netflix mockumentary about, about 2020 and all the bad things that happened. Hmm. And it's got like Tracy Ullman in it from the Tracy Ullman Show, which is where The Simpsons originated. I love her. It's got Sam Jackson. It's got Kumail Nanjiani. Am I saying that right? It's got all sorts of these people in there. And it is literally just a stupid spoof of 2020 with real live news things in it. And it's really funny.
It's been a long year.
Yeah, you know what? I was looking back at the Tesla stuff, the 2020 Tesla stuff, and I was like, oh, that happened this year. not before. That happened this year. Mm-hmm. It just seems like once you get stuck inside, everything just slows down.
Yeah. I mean, like, this year started out with what? The wildfires in Australia. Like, that was this year.
God, that feels like it was 5 years ago.
I know.
Wow. What the heck?
And you know what? That was on the Netflix thing. That's what it started off with, wildfires. And then, went to Davos and then the impeachment. And then from there, it just continued on to COVID being widespread in March. And then so far, I think I've made it up to April.
I'm still so impressed that my old job, I'm at a new job now, but my old job managed to give me the ability to work from home. Like, I was doing manufacturing on an assembly line. And they're like, yeah, just take some stuff home, make some things. And I'm like,
that's the dream.
Except for, like, there's not a whole lot of space. I had to set up a mini assembly thing in my basement. Like,
but you made it work, right?
It worked. Yeah.
And here we are. Yeah.
Some of these months have, been like that. But other ones have just dragged on. I'm like...
Yeah. See, I have been self-employed working from home for 6 years. And so when everybody went remote, I have been secretly wishing that the workforce would have been a little more open and friendly to remote working, you know, the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then this happened and I was like, it wasn't a big change for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But so I feel like I've been like mentoring people. I'm like, hey, try this or try this, or like, you got this, or, you know,
fun. I have to say two things, Jessica, if I could compliment you. One is I didn't know that you did photography the last time that we met, and
You have
amazing photography. And two, I really liked the trailer that you made for your YouTube page.
This is news to me too. I didn't know you did photography.
Thank you. Thank you very much for those two things. I do a lot of things. Like, when people ask me what I do for a living, I say, how much time do you have? But my ADHD, that's my personality. Like, I do computer repair, you know, photography, web design, graphic design, like all, YouTube, video edit, like all this stuff. Thank you. So I don't even know what people don't know about me, because I just keep moving forward. So I appreciate that very much.
That's valid. I'll always keep it a mystery, though. You know, you gotta keep it a little back. No, I was flipping through, what was it, Christmas Eve when you were streaming?
Yeah.
And
I think it was Christmas Day, right? Was I laying in grass?
No, I can't remember what we were talking about. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I was like, I should go in and learn more. And then I was like, oh, all of these things you do. Oh, no, I was trying to figure out how to tip you. Could you please set up a like ko.fi so that people can just give you money?
Oh,
that's way better than Patreon or whatever. Because I was like, I want to give her a tip, but I couldn't. Like, I couldn't figure out how to do it. I bought Twitch bucks or whatever they're called.
Oh,
and I don't. I'm gonna have to give it to like Justin Robert Young, who doesn't need it, but the only other person I follow on Twitch.
Okay, a Ko-fi. Yes, I don't know about that, but I will look it up.
Hey, it's just like buy you a coffee.
Yeah, I have a Patreon. I have all that stuff. But like having a general one central location. Got it. Hey, cheers. Are you drinking a Coke?
No, this is a sparkling ice that has the same amount of caffeine, but I don't like the way Coke tastes. So, but it doesn't have as much as a Monster.
Cheers to sparkling ice.
Oh, there you go. When you become 21, if you mix some rum in that, it's amazing.
Well, I'll write that down.
April
26th.
Right. So let's start with our topics. And our first topic is the most significant event in 2020. And we're going to start with Tesla. And we're going to start with Nick's. And if you follow Nick's Twitter account, this is not going to surprise anybody. But go ahead, Nick.
Okay. So last night I got the full self-driving beta pushed to my car. And wow. I know it is thoroughly impressive. It's a beta, but like it's a good beta. And like that being like that is the main thing that I've seen this year. I'm surprised that they let us see it because a lot of the stuff like when Smart Summon was a thing, like that was like behind the scenes. Like nobody saw any leaks of anything like that. But they're like, you know what? Fine, share it. Like everyone's just following it so closely.
Yeah, I don't know that they could, right? Like they could probably kick you out, but once the horse is out of the barn, it's like it's already out.
People are like, what? Like you're just gonna hide that from us? Like no. So now I got to get GoPros, like mounts and stuff. I got to step up my game. Some of these people are like...
Question for you, Nick. Mm-hmm. How did you get through to Elon? Was it your post about your grandfather?
I think it was. So my grandfather was diagnosed with cancer. And I always told him, in your lifetime, you will get to see a car that just drives itself. It will drive you from point A to point B. And like... I'm like, I want to make this happen for him because I don't know how long we have left with him. So it's a lot of people came together behind the scenes to get the right information to the right people. And I'm still kind of in shock that it actually happened.
That's exciting. Better. Sorry. I just realized we have like a back channel chat, but I'm recording this for YouTube. And I just realized anytime that I look at the chat, it's going to show everybody's back channel messages.
So, oh, love that.
Okay, that's totally fine. It's all good.
Totally fine. We'll just make sure we keep it clean. Yeah. Not that anybody would.
No so, nudes. Guys. No nudes.
No. So, Nick, what is your impressions? Because I know you've only had it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Not even 24 hours yet. Like,
wow.
Yeah. My impressions are, I give it like a solid, like 7 out of 10 most of the time. And sometimes it's like a good, like 10, but like other times it's not, you know, you've seen the videos probably, you know, it does some things very, very well. Some things needs a little work, but very solid altogether.
How would you compare it to full self-driving? Let's be honest, because you are part of a beta program, but let's be honest, full self-driving is currently a beta.
Yes,
as it stands. So you're like in the beta or the alpha beta.
So you're asking just like compared to like just like autopilot, that kind of stuff?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Stressful.
Okay.
Autopilot, like I can kind of, you know, sit back, keep my hand near the steering wheel and like maybe drink a cup of coffee, you know, just going down the road. You know, always ready to take over, but like not like super engaged with what's going on. You know, I'm watching, but I'm not like, but with the beta, you gotta like hands up. Like I just let the car, like the steering wheel just like slide around my hands. My hands are always on the wheel, ready to take over. It is very stressful just because, you know, it's good, but you never know. You just, it's nerve wracking.
Can you intercept it at any time? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, my oldest and her boyfriend, they bought a Tesla 2021 Model 3. And so we've been, they've let me play with it quite a bit. Yeah, so we've been playing with that a lot lately. And
the new update, yeah.
Yeah, she got the, oh yeah, yeah. She got, let's see, on Christmas.
Did you set your horn to fart?
My kids did. It wasn't my horn, but I like the goat. My favorite is the goat.
I like the
Oh yeah,
la cucaracha. Yeah. I love the when you can have the pedestrian warning sound be different things. The Caribbean sound just cracks me up just because I'm like, oh, a car is driving by making that sound. Like, it's not an engine noise going by.
Portuguese bossa nova or whatever it is.
The one with like the steel drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So overall, Nick, you're very happy with full self-driving, the beta to this point.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, and I've said this a million times, but before, I would say October, before, let's say September, I was like, full self-driving is not a thing that I'm going to pay for until it's cooked and thoroughly baked. But right now, where it's sitting, I'm absolutely, when I get my Cybertruck, I put the $7,000 down, or I've marked it for $7,000. I'm absolutely going to pay the $7,000 extra to get that feature.
It's like, you gotta. And like, I say this all the time, and I will say it again. When Cybertrucks, somebody posts a video with a Cybertruck smart summoning, nobody in the driver's seat, like, the internet's going to break. People will go nuts over that. This giant piece of machinery just driving itself around.
Yeah, that's also frightening. It's like Terminator time for that thing on the road without a driver. So, Jessica, what's your most significant 2020 Tesla event?
I would say it was battery day. Because I thought, well, first, obviously, the technology, the new battery size is a game changer. We know this, right? But in Elon fashion, the way that they pulled off battery day during a pandemic was so creative, you know, having everybody, what a way to market the Model Y. I mean, come on.
That's so good.
Yeah, that was
definitely honking.
That was definitely the highlight of my year for Tesla.
I don't know if that was Elon so much as it was other people, because Elon was like, hey, we're going to do this in Texas so that we can all be in the same room. And, yeah. And COVID isn't a big deal. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we're going to push it to the end of August. And now it's October or whatever it actually ended up being. And but I thought, like, there were comedians who'd been doing this for a while, like in your car, come up to a drive-in, sit in your car, listen to a comedy show. This is not like new. My kids, on Christmas, the day after Christmas, we went to a circus on Hayden or McClintock. It's actually where Hayden and McClintock meet.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it was really good. And we just all sat in the car, you know, and watched a circus.
So yeah, so. Maybe just the idea, just the idea of like everybody sitting in a Model Y, you know, everybody was taking selfies and posting videos from inside the Model Y, like what a great way to market those cars, but also because they could have had people drive their own cars, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't as powerful, I feel.
It was real fun to watch too.
Yeah, who wants to sit in a Mazda CX-9 when you sit in a Model Y or a Model X.
Mm-hmm. And it just looked so cool from the viewer's perspective, you know, like just seeing all of them, and that was just really cool.
Yeah. I what did you think about the content? I mean, we got a lot of information, and actually really nerdy information from the 4680. Mm-hmm. I thought that I honestly thought, because they did the investor part first and then the battery days part second, so I do a show on the earnings call, and then I'll do a show if anything special comes up. It was like an hour and a half long total for my show, but there was so much nerdy stuff. I didn't want to, because I have a fairly nerdy audience. I didn't want to leave any of that stuff out, because like the way they explained it, I understood it. However, I could not take that and boil it down into something that I could regurgitate that somebody else was going
to
understand.
I had to, I watched it, I think, 3 times to try, and I had to slow it down, stop it, and then try to wrap my head around and Google what exactly they were talking about. But then on the Now You Know channel, I really like the Now You Know channel. They broke it down in a way that was, you know, a way just the general public could understand for the most part.
That's where I sent people if they had questions. They're like, what's that battery day thing about? I sent them there.
Yeah.
I do not want to put a note in here.
Yeah, so they are a great channel, and they have been, they've done over 1,000 episodes. Like, they've just are really great. Wow. And they are funny. Like, they add in little meme things, really entertaining. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. I was just introduced to them earlier this year, and it's been a game changer. I always go there for information on everything. SpaceX, Tesla, they were my first stop.
They just make it easy to understand stuff, you know, like break down these big concepts.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. I'm going to have to use that. I've never heard of them, and yeah. I feel foolish for not.
It's okay.
Guess what? Now you know.
Yeah, now you know. Heyo. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do mine, and I have a couple. First, I think that Tesla's already probably hit the 500,000. That's why Elon's traveling to Hawaii. Like, he's not in the service centers or the delivery centers helping push cars out. He's like, I'm going to go talk to Larry Ellison. I'm going to learn some stuff. I'm going to go to Maui for a little bit. Thanks a lot. I've already hit 500,000. I don't think he's, like, there's no way he's leaving if they're 30 away from hitting 100,000 or 500,000.
No, he's good.
So I think that's already achieved. But the biggest thing is Tesla built some ventilators, and then, you know, Elon donated a lot of CPAP, BiPAP machines, which he got a lot of crap for, but ended up that they were used.
Yeah.
And then the mRNA printers that they have the deal with the company that I'm forgetting right off the top of my head, but
which is basically all that stuff.
Yeah, this is basically stuff that isn't forward facing, but like the mRNA, that's what I got the vaccine for COVID last Monday.
Nice.
And that vaccine's based off of mRNA, which is effectively, and I already explained this on the show, but just in case people missed it, it's effectively like it gives your body a blueprint. Your blueprint, or your body produces this thing called a spike protein, and then your body goes in and kills it. So this mRNA printer can actually be sent to a bunch of different places, and they could be printing vaccines similar to the COVID vaccine. Because I'm not going to say exactly, because I don't actually know how vaccines are made. But you can be sent to different places, and it's about, you know, it's not very big, so it can be used in places that are really hit hard by an epidemic, and they don't need to wait for the supplies to be shipped and stuff like that, which I think is super significant.
It's
actually really neat. Yeah. I'm gonna have to do some research on that. Dude, technology is crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Like, just that little thing right there, the world is going to change based on how we do vaccines. Because from the best of my knowledge, like, the lady who came up with this idea for mRNA, she was basically told, like, you suck, this is never going to work. And then she made it work. And I'm sure she's quite wealthy at this point, or will be soon. But the COVID vaccine, and I might be wrong, so I know there's doctors out there listening, so let me know. But I think this is the first mRNA vaccine that's ever been produced.
I have one final shout out to Tesla 2020, and it's Giga Texas.
Oh, yeah.
How quickly it's flying up. And if you think about it in comparison to Nikola, obviously it's different.
You had a whole thing about that. Everyone was like, that stuff happened this year too. This year's been.
You want to talk about Nikola? We could talk about Nikola.
We can talk about Nikola.
Because you posted that video. You were the one that went to the site and took all the videos.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember those.
Yeah. Well, we can continue on this list, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we can all come back and talk about Nikola. Like, I have a lot of conflicting thoughts about Nikola, because I kind of thought that Trevor Milton was treated a little unfairly. On the other side, I also kind of thought that some of the things he did were a little made me feel gross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But ultimately, and I've said this over and over again, there's a lot of good people out there who have Nikola stock and wishing for the stock to fail because you don't like the guy who founded the company. You're screwing over hundreds of people who were sold a promise that will eventually, it'll make a significant dent in their lives, like financially. Like it's a big, I think it's a big, like I go ahead and go after Trevor Milton because there's been some other things like potential like sex scandal things when he was like 18 and to some younger cousins and things like that, which feels very gross. Like go ahead and lambast that guy. But there's actually people behind the company that are still good people.
Of course. I think it was just all that, the empty promises, like the garbage truck deal has fallen through. GM, right? That fell through.
What happened to the Badger?
They got rid of the Badger. That, like
they still have a memorandum of understanding, but they have no real deal
still
with the GM.
That, and the people who have pre-orders on the Badger, it just doesn't. It's just it's a bummer. Yeah, and I agree that I obviously don't want people to be hurt or affected by everything that Trevor Milton did, but he was Trevor. I call him T-Dog. He was doing some dirty stuff. You know, like you can't just make all these promises because people are investing their livelihood in your company, and that's not right. So, I actually haven't checked on them in a long time, except for when I saw the garbage truck deal fell through. So I'm not sure.
Shady, and I don't know, there might be a couple of higher ups in that company that are shady because shady usually attracts shady. But JP Morgan said that in 2021, because they do have the Nikola Tray, which is currently being produced in Europe. And seems like it's going to be maybe the first thing that they produce, not the Nikola 2, but the Nikola Tray here in the United States because they shipped one over. But I could be wrong.
Is that the one we saw the picture of a while back?
Well, there's the one, which I believe was in the video.
They're rolling down a hill.
There's the two, which I've actually been in and is really impressive in terms of like actually standing in it. And it was driving around when I was there. However, I don't know if it was running off of just batteries or hydrogen. It was very quiet.
Probably batteries.
And then they have the vehicle. What is it called? UAV. They have that, which I rode in, and that was a lot of fun. They have the, I don't think this is going to go anywhere, but they have the Wave Runner thing. That's not going to go anywhere.
No.
But they also have a military contract with this thing that I'm very uncomfortable with. And that is that this thing has like automatic gun tracking technology and they can basically just shoot whoever. And that made me, that demonstration itself, like they can launch a drone from the back of this thing. One, we want to keep our soldiers safe. But on the other side, I don't necessarily want to give, like, you just push a button and it'll take out whoever you think it should take out. Like,
no, that's dangerous in so many ways.
Used right, it's probably okay. But without, like, you give this to the folks who are, soldier of fortune types, and when they went out and basically these are the folks, and I'm going to get in trouble for talking politics, that Trump just pardoned the Blackwater people, where they basically shot a bunch of civilians. Like, that's not, I don't know, that sits very weird with me, and I'm not an anti-military person or even an anti-gun person, but making it easier to kill people and making it easier, not only just like mechanically, but making it easier, like this is a video game to kill people. That's not a place that I want to go. And it has nothing to do with really even Nikola. It has to do with more of divorcing oneself from taking a life even further. To me, I don't think that's a good place we should go as a society. Like, drone strikes are not anything that's, they just make people feel less bad about killing a bunch of people because they don't really see it happen. Like, not in the nitty gritty, like you're in the dirt and mud. And I also want to keep our soldiers safe. So, like, I get it. Don't at me.
I didn't know about any of that, but I agree. That's
me either.
Yeah, and I don't know how well it worked. But the demonstration, as many misgivings as I had, the demonstration was fascinating to watch, because this drone lifts off and the UAV can basically drive. It could either be programmed to drive by itself, self-driving. This is all technology works. But it also has a thing where it could be remote controlled as well. And then it's got this gun mount on the back with the drone and a whole thing.
You'll have to post a link in the show notes, because I would love to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can do that.
I will do that. But anyway, there's a side jag for you. Hey,
love them. Call them Kirsch rants. You can call yours.
Yeah.
Killable.
Oh! I was going to pitch you coming on the show once a month and doing a Kirsch report.
Hey. Okay. Hey. Hey. I'm in.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm in.
And Nick, you're always welcome on the show.
Sometimes.
Of course. Okay. So we've gone through our predictions for our look back at 2020. Let's go. Oh, no, wait. We didn't, did we? SpaceX. Or the most significant event for you guys, SpaceX. And this is where I'm woefully unqualified to talk about this stuff. But go ahead. I'm going to start with Jessica.
Okay. I have two, but one of them is listed. Bodhi, I see you listed it. Mine was just a couple of weeks ago, which was the Starship SN8, serial number 8 flight test, the 15-kilometer flight test. That was pew, 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 pew. Insane in my brain.
That was Jessica's exploding for the audio.
Yeah, exploding emoji. But there were a lot of things. They launched 14 different sets of 60 satellites for Starlink in 1 year. They also completed the crew one mission, sending 4 astronauts to the International Space Station. What'd you say?
And a stuffed animal.
And the stuffed animal, yes. The zero-G indicator. That was a big deal. They did some resupply missions. I mean, it's really getting real. It's really getting real. And SpaceX is just Tesla's one of my favorite companies, but SpaceX is definitely...
SpaceX is so cool.
It's just like, they just keep blowing my mind. I mean, I don't even think that these things are possible. And
let me ask...
Yeah.
Do you know, was this year the first, did they start the better than nothing Starlink beta this year?
Yes. October 15th, I believe.
But people are using Starlink now.
Yes.
Like as their internet, yes. Like beta. That happened this year too.
Yes. The world like shuts down or whatever. And Elon's ventures just like keep going.
A lot of things that have been in the works, like
played out.
Played out this year.
Mm-hmm. It was great. So yeah, it was a very exciting year when it comes to, I mean, SpaceX is, yeah. Anyways, so those are mine.
Everybody loves space stuff.
All of that stuff I did not even, other than Starlink, I forgot. I didn't even remember that the crewed launch happened this year.
That's like ages ago.
But right. There's so much that I don't know about SpaceX. Like I can only follow so many things, yes. You know?
Information overload. Yes, I get it.
Nick, what was your most significant 2021 SpaceX event?
Jessica brought it up earlier. It was definitely Crew One. That was so amazing to watch that happen. I love like the manned SpaceX missions. Like they had the demo missions and it's so fun to watch the live streams. Like, you know, just kind of peep in every once in a while and see, I wonder what they're up to.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. Like I don't go to the SpaceX. I go to Jessica's YouTube to watch the launches. Sorry. And that's because.
What don't you do? I'm going to have to start doing that then.
Yeah, no, it's good because there's a lot of boring parts in between and Jessica's just keeps it rolling through the boring parts.
That is a skill.
Oh my gosh, I'm so honored.
Oh, well, you're my only YouTube friend. So.
And you hop on Twitch and YouTube, which I just appreciate so much. Oh my gosh. Thank you. And Nick, I used to watch Everyday Astronaut as when I would do, before I started streaming on my own. He was my go-to source. And then
that's where I used to go. Yeah.
I stepped away from him and just kind of trusted myself. And since then I will pop in and just listen to him, you know, but he's got like a crew and
I've got like all of these screens here. I need to like set up and have like multiple, I'll have the SpaceX stream going in a little stream. I'll have you over here.
Oh yeah. Nick, you can stream her stream. It'll be super meta.
It'll be a streamed stream of streams.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
So my biggest thing for SpaceX, it was already mentioned, is Starlink. And I just think that the ability to connect people, like my family, I grew up in Alaska and my family has absolutely terrible internet. Like a friend of mine, he is able to play Xbox Live through his cell phone. Like he doesn't have fast enough internet at his house that goes to his house. He has to use his cell phone. And even then it's iffy.
Wow.
So connecting my family and being able to connect my wife, or not my wife, but my mom at some level would be significant because she lives in a fairly big city. I mean, like probably 22,000 people, but fairly big city for there. There are more than 22,000 people in my zip code, I think. No, there's 18,000 people in my zip code. But I don't know. That's going to change a lot of lives, and that's kind of where.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
All my grandparents are like rural and they have like terrible internet. And it's like here's this like perfect solution that would be great for both of them. Like my grandmother's up in Maine. She literally up until last year had dial up internet. Like,
yep. Real quick, just on the Starlink topic, I was hiking at Phoenix Mountain Preserve at night. One of the trails, it was like 6-something miles. And I stopped on the trail to eat a Cliff Bar, shoot a quick video, and then I sent a couple text messages, and then I put my stuff away, and I literally put my hands on my backpack, and I looked up. And at that split second, I saw a Starlink train.
Oh my gosh.
Go across the sky. I about cried. It was...
That's amazing.
I've never seen it before, ever. I looked up and it just happened to be dark enough and it just happened to be the time that they were going across. I posted that on Twitter and somebody down in Oro Valley in Tucson, Arizona, said they responded and they said, we just saw him too. So it was it was confirmed.
Yeah. It was like you were Fivel.
Like what?
And you Fivel? Is this too old? Do you guys know who Fivel is?
No.
Oh, but for the love of Anna.
Mainstream media person.
No, Fivel was a little mouse. Fivel Mouskowitz. He was a little mouse. He lost his family. They sing the song Somewhere Out There. I'm going to send you both the YouTube link.
Okay.
But he was separated from family, and he sang this beautiful song where he was underneath the pale moonlight looking for his family, and then his family was singing that song back.
Oh.
But they were in separate places.
Looking forward to checking it out.
Yeah, it's really sweet. Really sweet. Yeah. And now that I think about it, probably neither one of you were born when it came out.
What year was this?
We know Nick wasn't born.
I do not know.
If it's pre-2000, so then...
I was born in 87.
You were born in 87? So you may have been born. Although it would have been in rotation on the video cassette for you if you were a little... but I was like probably 10, so maybe 84?
84. Okay. That's my sister. I was born in 84.
I'm a 2000s baby.
Wow. I feel old.
See, that's what everybody says whenever I say that. People are like, oh, the kids born in the 2000s are like adults now.
All right. Where are we at? Okay. So we're talking about predictions.
Predictions for 2021.
Predictions for 2021. Did we do Tesla already? No, SpaceX first up. Jessica, you're the SpaceX gal.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take that. I know that Starship SN9 is currently undergoing, maybe not static fire yet, but there's going to be a lot more Starship tests, which is very exciting. I'm down in Boca Chica. Boca Chica is what I hear people say. Other than that, I know that they're going to launch a bunch more Starlink satellites, and I'm just looking forward to when they start launching out of Vandenberg, because that's closer to Phoenix for driving purposes.
Is that in Texas? Is that by Galveston?
This is Vandenberg Air Force Base is in California. It's north of Los Angeles, but south of San Francisco.
Okay, so like you to Vandenberg is like me down to where they do this, like the SpaceX launches on the East Coast.
Yes. Like okay. 8 hours or something, or
yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Because I think it's 19 or more hours from Phoenix to Boca Chica.
I've never gone to see a launch. I was going to go for Crew One, but I was so worried about COVID. I was like, Florida, COVID, probably
I was going to go for my birthday in May, May 26th. May 27th was the launch, but traveling with my cat, I was living out of a hotel. Like, it just wasn't.
Yeah. That doesn't sound fun. What about you, Nick? What is your prediction for...
Kind of tagging along with that, I think 2021, we're definitely going to have a successful like launch and like to high altitude and landing of Starship. And I'm very excited to see that because we were like so close with the number 8, and that's going to be so cool to watch.
Can you guys break down? Cause like, SN8, serial number 8, serial number 9, Starship. I don't know what any of that stuff means.
8 is the one that you saw fly. The one that went kaboom as like right as it was about to touch down. And 9 is the one that comes after that. So the one that
they're prepping. What are the differences? Do you guys know differences?
It's the same, right?
I think that it's just basically it's just stacked metal. That as far as I know, it's just the same build, mm-hmm. and then that they have because they said I believe I read somewhere that they have. Up to SN 16 or 17, like maybe not on site, but somewhere close, mm-hmm. and that they just move it in. Like they test one and then they move in the next one. So mm-hmm. when at the end of that stream, or maybe it was another, I saw it somewhere else, Elon said, okay, moving SN 9 in, but mm-hmm. then they showed the picture of SN 9 falling. It had fallen in the Upper Bay barn.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
like, no, not me too. I don't want to.
So they repaired that and then they moved it onto the launch pad or the, yeah. So I think that they'll probably load the same Raptor engines and just do it again, you know, minor tweaks as far as I'm concerned. I was where you were, Bodhi, with it like just a couple of months ago. I started like finally following it again because I couldn't keep.
So it's not like a whole new. Rocket. It's just like just this one is SN8 and then the next one in line is the same thing, SN9.
As far as I know. Like I know okay. that they didn't the reason it exploded from what I know from now you know was that the fuel on, you know, it belly flopped, right? So it's belly flopping down and the fuel was it didn't make enough the fuel wasn't pushed down to the engines and the engines
turned back.
Like fast enough to provide it enough fuel for the engines to lower it, you know, softly like the boosters lower. So that's why it turned green. I don't know if you saw like the green mm-hmm. fire was the engine just like exploding or not exploding, burning up. And so that was the reason that it came down so hot.
Got it.
Because it wasn't hot enough, I guess. Yeah.
I've lost track. Did we talk to Nick about his?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Starship. I don't have any prediction because obviously you could probably tell I'm not that versed on the SpaceX stuff. I used to cover it a lot early on in the show, but then there's so many other things that are EV. It felt like a distraction to move away
mm-hmm. from
EV. Yep. Boring in space and stuff.
Yeah.
Not that space is boring, but the boring company and space.
right.
Let's go predictions for 2021.
Ooh.
Nick, you go first.
For Tesla?
Yes, please.
Okay. Cybertrucks. I'm very excited for Cybertrucks. Giga Texas up and running and Cybertrucks. That's the main thing I'm excited about in 2021 with Tesla. And like I said earlier, Smart Summon with the Cybertrucks. I just want to see it. I just want to see that happening. We're going to go nuts over that.
Yeah. Do you want to go next, Jess?
Sure.
I saw you make notes. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I need more time.
No. I actually, in terms of like vehicles and stuff, I am not sure. They're going to continue pushing forward like they always do, right? And blowing our minds. But I'm really hoping to see Elon dipping into the electric aviation market.
Ooh.
I saw a post, someone posted like a jet video, and I know Elon loves, you know, aircraft. He had his pilot's license or something, or maybe still has it, but private pilots. And that's something that I've been really excited or thinking like, come on, okay, we can do this. Like if you can do electric cars, you can do electric trucks. Like it's possible. And there's other companies doing it. So I'm hoping that he opens up that door, but he responded to the jet picture. Like jets are so cool. Someone was like, you should build one. And he's like, maybe I will.
Maybe you will. He definitely has the resources to make it happen.
I mean, the man is, he's Iron Man. He really is. Mm-hmm.
If anyone can do it, he can do it. So when do you think we're going to see that? We're going to see the Roadster. I think 2021, we're probably going to see Semi, but what about the Roadster?
I honestly think that all of that will be built out of Giga Texas. Mm-hmm. Is the Roadster and the Semi are small batch enough where they can fit that in, and it sounds like they're just going to be doing Cybertruck out of Giga Texas. So I would say 2022. I mean, you know, they have enough pre-orders probably that they can justify putting that into production and making a boatload of money off of one vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, it's fairly priced for what it is, but if you're a common peasant,
What's the price on it? $250? $150?
$190? $250 sounds right.
Well, I think that's the
it's the founder series.
I think it's $160 to start. If you can,
I was about to say like that's not bad, and then I realized, oh, that's an absurd amount of money that I do not have. Compared to $250, it's reasonable.
The base price is $200,000 and the founders is $250.
That sounds right. I
just looked it up.
What's the range?
500?
Four?
That was
four or five.
Yeah, something like that.
They had it's gonna be the 4680 battery in that for 100 for sure. Yeah. So
is that right?
It's whenever they build that plant to finish building the 4680 batteries or to go into production.
Do we know where that's
same thing? There's one going in
Vegas
next to Giga Texas.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
In Austin.
Allegedly. At least there's going to be one. Maybe it's a test production line, but there's definitely going to go one right there. Mm-hmm. Maybe they move what they're doing in Fremont down to Texas. I don't know.
Yeah, you guys heard, right, that Elon moved out of California, not out of California, but he's no longer a resident there or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
I like that. I think that's a big deal. And I think that his little announcement, not little, but when he said the complacency issue of California, I thought that was really powerful. He's like, they've been the top production, or, you know, like it's been the top for so long that people get stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even a lot of things like Hollywood wise, they're not filmed in, they're filmed in Canada or in Georgia where Nick is. They're, you know, less and less is being filmed in California. And I'm sure Elon, for the price that he sold all of his houses in California for, could literally buy the biggest house and have a ton of money left over. Biggest house in Texas and still have a ton of money left over.
So if you were Elon, you have two places in Texas that are important to you. You have Boca Chica and the new Giga Texas, where do you buy a house?
Yeah, I think he'll have probably a, I don't know if he'll have a big place because he was getting into the minimalism thing, which I really appreciate, but he'll have a place in Austin. And
but when you have a 15,000 square foot mansion, what's not a big place?
But sprawling, I think he might be over, or maybe not. He's got 6 kids, so. Austin, I think he'll, because Austin's a cool city, but in San Antonio, it's probably less expensive, but he doesn't, yeah.
I think I agree with you. I think he goes to Austin.
So, Buddy, you were talking about Giga Berlin.
Yeah. So, thank you for getting this back. Giga Berlin is, I think that's going to be delayed until October 2021, just because the Germans are very paperwork oriented people. And I don't think they take shortcuts as much as maybe the Chinese government feels comfortable taking shortcuts, or maybe even local governments here in the United States. So I think that's going to be a little bit longer than what they're predicting. Production sometime in 2022. But I agree with you, Jessica. Giga Texas is flying. And they're just going to continue to fly. We're going to have a Model X refresh. And the most important thing about 2021 is Elon will do nothing that would be considered newsworthy. He'll just fly under the radar for the entire year. And I say that with a bunch of sarcasm.
Oh.
My dry delivery, but yet.
I was like, oh, that's are you sure about that?
Hey, but yeah. But he does do that. He flies under the radar for a while because it's not smart for him to give it all away up front, because then people won't stay tuned all the time, you know?
No, he's like a Barnum and Bailey. He's like a carnival barker. He gets you to where you need to be, or where he wants you in terms of this stuff. Not always popular the way he does it, but he definitely drums up attention.
Oh my gosh. And then it's constantly coming. So it's awesome. It's just keeps you on, keeps everybody on our toes, at least, yeah. I think.
Well, and then I don't really tweet to Elon, but where else do you go where you tweet to a CEO of two very large companies? And then he's like, yeah, that makes sense. We'll do that next week.
Yeah. No one else does that.
I'm not going to tweet to Tim Cook and be like, hey man, I'd really like this MacBook Pro to not have so many problems. Could you fix that in the next update? And he'd be like,
right.
Sure.
No, they've got assistants and stuff. No, it's actually Elon doing the tweeting.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to our very long end. I don't know. Yeah. Everybody who made it to this point, just know that there was so many side jags, which is our fault, but also technical problems, which is passion. My fault. You know, it was a nice chat, and I enjoyed having you guys on. Jessica, do you want to tell people where they can find you and where they should find you? Your YouTube is actually in our show notes already. Because I have a little friends area, which I'll add Nick to. But if you do a link tree.
I need to do one of those. Actually, you know, I'm only on Twitter, so.
Oh, good. Can I do one right now?
Yeah, I don't do one because I only have a stupid podcast on Twitter. Although I do have a new podcast coming out January 1st called Visco Cult.
Called what?
Visco Cult.
Okay.
I do it with my daughter, and it is a podcast about the cultiness of social media. But yeah. It's scripted, and it's not used to make fun of cults, because I've been told that is sensitive and we shouldn't do that. But we basically take the piss out of social media, and it's 7 minutes long.
Hey, when the first episode, once it's published, can I interview you two on my channel?
Yes, please? We'd love that. It'll be published Friday, but yes, sometime after that, we'll do it.
Okay, sometime, yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I think it'll be fun.
Cool.
A fun bunch.
But yes, so Jessica, would you like to tell us where to find you?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. I can be found on a few different platforms, but youtube.com/JessicaKirsch. Also, now streaming on Twitch. So any gamers out there, I don't necessarily game, but I live stream. So it's twitch.tv/JessicaKirsch. Also on Twitter, twitter.com/Jessica, wait for it, _Kirsch. Well, yeah, I couldn't log into the other Jessica Kirsch account a couple years ago. So
monster.
I have it. I just got locked out of it.
Oh, that sucks. And how about you, Nick? Where will we find you?
I spend a ridiculous amount of my life on Twitter, where I am at Nick W. Howard. I'm also starting up a new YouTube channel. I say that I'm rebooting my old YouTube channel, and the link to that is in my Twitter bio because I don't have a custom URL. It's just a random letters and numbers that you'll never remember. So catch me there. Find me on the internet. Come say hi.
You're going to compete with Earl and Kim.
For sure. Yeah, I'll take them down in a minute.
I would like to see more trash talking, because I almost feel bad for Earl at this point.
Oh no, he lives for it. He absolutely lives for it. He loves it.
Yeah. Did we lose you, Jessica?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you at 28 Delays Later and Kim, I can't remember her last name.
Paquette,
yes. I love the interactions. She slays him. Mm-hmm. On a regular basis.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So I would encourage everybody to go and follow those folks as well.
Yeah.
And then I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Jessica and Nick for coming on the show and bearing with all. I mean, we started this thing at 4. I don't know what time it is now. What time
is
it?
It's under 2 hours. Good job.
My wife's
so mad at me. That is success.
Yeah, barely under 2 hours. But thank you guys very much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such a pleasure. Nick, it's good to meet you finally.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here with you guys. This is so much fun.